In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A beautiful church building, a warm and affirming environment, a youth room with all the bells and whistles, uplifting music drifting from the sanctuary, and the first one to greet you, a pastor with a big, welcoming smile on his face and an outstretched hand. None of that to be found at the little church beside the Jordan. "You brood of vipers," roared the pastor. "Who warned you to flee from the wrath that is to come?" Snakes, he calls them. But surely he means only the bad folks, prostitutes and addicts and such. Surely he means only slimy politicians and hypocritical religious leaders. No. "You brood of vipers," he preaches. And he says this to the crowds that came to be baptized by him. And these crowds were the people of the circumcision, the people of the covenant. Most of them law-abiding, Torah-keeping, temple-going people of God. That's who this preacher is preaching to. People who are blood kin with Father Abraham. But John doesn't call them the brood of Abraham, does he? No, he calls them a brood of vipers, snakes, every one of them, men, women, and children. We might wonder why on earth John is so harsh. But John isn't alone. To the churches in Galatia, St. Paul once wrote, "You morons!" In a letter of his own, St. James wrote, "You adulteresses!" In a sermon, St. Peter preached, "You murderers! You killed the author of life." And was it not the very same author of life who preached, "You whitewashed tombs, clean on the outside and inside full of dead men's bones"? Not very nice, is it, this biblical preaching? But whoever said that preaching was supposed to be nice? The New Testament scriptures say that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all people, so that the whole world may be held accountable to God, and no human being will be justified in his sight. Jesus himself says of the Holy Spirit that he will convict the world of sin. And so it is that these words of John the Baptist echo through the centuries and into our ears today. "You brood of vipers." And hearing those words, we might take offense. But if your life, or maybe even just this past week alone, was projected up here on a screen and everything could be seen, the depraved and unholy thoughts that have slithered through your mind, the venomous and harmful words that you spoke in secret, the shameful things you did when no one was watching, what you in cold blood left undone. If your life, or even just this past week, were shown, you'd bow your head in shame, wouldn't you? No longer offended at the preacher, but only at yourself. That is why John and Jesus and the apostles preach in the harsh way that they do. It's not contrived remorse that God's after, but true remorse and sorrow that come from you seeing who you actually are. Each one of us, a snake, a moron, an adulteress, and murderer. You can clean up your act as best you can, and you should, but the best you can be is but a whitewashed tomb. What we call the law is simply God telling you the truth. And God tells you the truth about yourself again and again, so that when He sends and gives His only Son to you, you will understand what this gift means. The little child conceived in Mary's womb is all that you need. The more deeply you know your sinful self, the more you will marvel at God's salvation. Greater than all your sins combined is the righteousness of this one little embryo. Greater than all the sins of all the ages in the whole sad saga of this world is the righteousness of this one little fetus cradled in a Jewish girl's womb. He is the righteousness you lack. He is the righteousness you need. The righteousness of God apart from the works of the law, apart from any one of your deeds. The righteousness that God freely credits and gives to you and to all who believe. The infinite Son of God wraps Himself in finite human flesh, takes on the lowliest of all human forms in the Virgin's womb for one reason: that He who knew no sin might become your sin for you. Though we are indeed a brood of vipers, He becomes the viper lifted up on the pole. Though we are indeed sinners, He becomes the sinner that we might be called the sons of God. On the cross, He is forsaken by His Father so that His Father will never forsake you. On the cross, He suffers hell so that you will never have to. The more deeply you understand just how moronic, how adulterous, how murderous, and how dead your sin has made you, the more deeply you will understand the depth of His love, strangest of all loves. This love that causes the Son of God to be born, that He might become your sin for you. And that is why John and Jesus and the apostles preach the way they do. The law in its full sternness and the gospel in its full sweetness, so that you might see what it is you lack and receive all that Christ has for you. It is good to have a beautiful church building, isn't it? A warm and affirming environment, a youth room with all the bells and whistles, and uplifting music coming from the sanctuary. It's good to have all of these things, but not necessary. What is necessary is faithful law and gospel preaching. For that is what our Lord Jesus says: you must preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins to the whole world. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Advent is a time to be filled with preaching, to be still, to listen, to contemplate the deepest mysteries of our God's love. God who wraps himself in human flesh that he might give himself to you in the manger. God who wraps himself in your sin so that he might give himself for you on the cross. But Advent is also a time for other things, isn't it? For shopping and decorating, cooking and Christmas parties. Satan would love nothing more than to busy us with so many of these lesser joys so that we have no time or energy for the greatest. That is why John is the Advent man. With full sternness of the law and with full sweetness of the gospel, he calls us back to the greatest joy, back to what Christmas is really about. Hey, you brood of vipers, behold the Lamb of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.